You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, I'm Michael Pietrasch. Welcome to another recording of articles from Popular Science Magazine, a presentation of Airs LA. This week's articles include, at 1 minute, Hubble spots massive sandwich-shaped blob in outer space. At 6 minutes, you should start taking fart walks. And finally, at 11 minutes, a couple walking their dog found $10 million worth of rare coins. Let's get to it. This first article is from the Science, Space, NASA section and is entitled, Hubble Spots Massive Sandwich-Shaped Blob in Outer Space. Written by Mac DeGuerin. Published December 23, 2025. Nicknamed Dracula's Chivito, the disk is 1,000 light-years away from Earth. This article begins with a photo, a telescope image of an oval-shaped star cluster. Its caption reads, "This Hubble Space Telescope image shows the largest planet-forming disk ever observed around a young star. It spans nearly 400 billion miles, 40 times the diameter of our solar system. Tilted nearly edge-on as seen from Earth, the dark, dusty disk resembles a hamburger." Scientists are leaving space fans with one more tasty treat before the year comes to a close. Using the Hubble Space Telescope, astronomers captured a stunning image of the largest protoplanetary disk ever observed, which just happens to be shaped like a giant celestial sandwich. The massive formation of dust and gas, which astronomers call Dracula's Chivito, resides about 1,000 light-years from Earth and spans roughly 400 billion miles. To put that in perspective, NASA estimates this disk is about 40 times the diameter of our own solar system. But aside from making stomachs rumble, astronomers say more research into the vampire disk could provide new insights into the early formation of other planetary systems, possibly even our own. Researchers go on to suggest this unusually volatile disk might, quote, represent a scaled-up version of our early solar system, unquote. The astronomers' new findings were published this week in the Astrophysical Journal. There is a video. Its title reads, "Hubble Spots Giant Vampire Sandwich?" Vampire disk offers glimpses into dramatic planetary past. Planetary disks, sometimes called planet nurseries, are the building blocks of solar systems. All planetary systems initially form disks of gas and dust around young stars. Eventually, planets form as material in the disk coalesces and accumulates. This particular disk, officially designated IRAS 23077 plus 6707, has an estimated mass that's 10 to 30 times greater than that of Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system. Astronomers note it's both the largest and one of the most unusual disks observed, with filament-like features appearing on only one of its two sides, suggesting it is being shaped by dynamic processes such as recent infalls of dust and gas. This results in a composition that is, quote, unexpectedly chaotic and turbulent, unquote. Quote, "These new Hubble images show that planet nurseries can be much more active and chaotic than we expected," unquote. Christina Munch, a study co-author and a postdoctoral researcher at the Center for Astrophysics, a collaboration between Stanford University and the Smithsonian, said in a statement. Meanwhile, the spooky nickname is a nod to the home regions of the astronomers involved. One is from Transylvania, hence Dracula, and the other is from Uruguay, whose national dish is a sandwich called Chivito. The researchers say the image of the flattened disk resembles a hamburger, though an argument could easily be made that it looks more like a hot dog. Don't count out the Hubble just yet. The Hubble telescope, launched back in 1990, might not have the most powerful onboard tech compared to the more recently launched James Webb Space Telescope, but it's still regularly making major scientific contributions. Just this year, Hubble has caught a rare glimpse of large space rocks colliding, showed a white dwarf eating an object that resembled Pluto, and created the largest photo mosaic of the relatively nearby Andromeda galaxy to date. Quote, Hubble has given us a front-row seat to the chaotic processes that are shaping disks as they build new planets, processes that we don't yet fully understand but can now study in a whole new way, unquote. Study co-investigator with Center for Astrophysics Joshua Bennett added. This next article is from the Health, Fitness, and Exercise section and is entitled, You Should Start Taking Fart Walks, written by Eric Alt, published December 26, 2025. The name may inspire snickers, but the benefits are no joke. This article begins with a photo, a woman walking with green fart cloud. Its caption reads, Take a brisk walk after meals to help your guts. Founding Father Benjamin Franklin secured the alliance with France that led to victory in the Revolutionary War, negotiated the Treaty of Paris ending said war, signed the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, discovered that lightning was electrical, invented bifocal glasses, wrote the famous Poor Richard's Almanac, and ran newspapers. He also had some thoughts on farting. In 1781, Franklin wrote a satirical letter to the Royal Academy of Brussels on the subject of flatulence and what, perhaps, science could do about it. Because, as he wrote, quote, It is universally well known that in digesting our common food, there is created or produced in the bowels of human creatures a great quantity of wind, that the permitting this air to escape and mix with the atmosphere is usually offensive to the company, from the fetid smell that accompanies it, unquote. Franklin was concerned with how to make farts more pleasant-smelling so that they wouldn't disrupt civilized company. But a far simpler and healthier solution eluded even this legendary thinker, the fart walk. Not only does this practice allow you to release gas in less confined space, but it has also proven health benefits like improved digestion, and even weight loss. Although the smirk-worthy term fart walk only started gaining viral popularity in the past year or so, it's generally credited to cookbook author Marilyn Smith, the concept is far from new. In fact, there is an old Chinese proverb that goes, quote, If you take 100 steps after eating, you'll live to 99, unquote. Here are some ways that working fart walks into your daily routine can change the way you approach the expulsion of gas. It gets your digestive system moving. Getting up and moving around right after you've eaten starts a process called peristalsis, which is a rippled effect that helps force gas and food through your gastrointestinal tract. It essentially stirs up your bowels and alerts them that they have work to do. It might help weight loss. In 2011, researchers from the Toyota Hijikata Clinic in Osaka, Japan, published a study that showed walking immediately after a meal, as opposed to, say, waiting an hour, actually promoted positive weight loss benefits. As the study stated, quote, For people who do not experience abdominal pain, fatigue, or other discomfort when walking just after a meal, walking at a brisk speed for 30 minutes as soon as possible just after lunch and dinner leads to more weight loss than does walking for 30 minutes beginning 1 hour after a meal has been consumed, unquote. It makes it easier to fart and burp. Gas can develop from certain types of foods, such as fiber-rich cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts, or from the intake of air as you eat. Either way, getting up and kick-starting peristalsis not only gets your digestion going, but it also frees up this trapped gas and makes it easier to escape from the north or the south. Allowing the gas to be expelled reduces bloating and generally improves gastrointestinal health. It has far-reaching benefits. Working a fart walk into your daily routine won't just have your gut feeling tip-top. It may guard against dementia and generally improve your mental as well as your physical health. A 2025 study published in Age and Aging by Audrey Collins, Ph.D., and Dr. Madison Mello found that people who engaged in just 5 minutes of daily exercise, like walking, had better brain health. Another study by the American Psychological Association found that daily walks lowered the risk of depression among adults by 25%. So get out there and let it rip. This final article is from the Science Archaeology section and is entitled, "A Couple Walking Their Dog Found $10 Million Worth of Rare Coins," written by Justin Pott, published December 24, 2025. The History of the Saddle Ridge Hoard. This article begins with a photo, coins in dirt and a can in dirt. Its caption reads, "The origin of the coins has never been determined." It's something out of a dream or TV show. A married couple takes their dog for a walk and finds a buried treasure worth $10 million. But it actually happened back in 2013. The treasure is the Saddle Ridge Hoard, the largest ever stash of gold coins found in the United States. The couple, who go by John and Mary in the press, have been careful to obscure their identity and the exact place where they live, to prevent would-be treasure hunters from showing up on their property. What we do know has mostly been told to the press by David McCarthy, the senior numismatist and researcher at Kagan's, who helped the couple assess and ultimately sell the hoard. Quote, "One day when they were on that path, for whatever reason, one of them looked down and there was this can," unquote, McCarthy said in a 2014 interview. Quote, "They were used to finding cans and nails and bullets and other weird things from the 19th century on the property, and they were in the habit of digging stuff like that up because they love history," unquote. The couple tried to open the can with a stick, failed, and tried to carry it home. Quote, "They got back to the house and pried the top off, and there, nestled in the dirt, was a single gold coin, the edge of a single $20 gold piece poking out," unquote. There is an additional photo, gold coins in dirt and a metal can in dirt. Its caption reads, "The Saddle Ridge Hoard of Coins and Can in the Dirt Where They Were Found." Excited, the couple went back to look for more cans and found one, so they kept looking for more. Quote, "For about 2 weeks, they kept going back to the site and finding more and more stuff," unquote, said McCarthy. Quote, "They found 8 cans after going over the area with a metal detector," unquote. The total was 1,411 coins with a face value of around $28,000. The modern value was much higher, in part because of inflation, but also because so many of the coins were pristine coins, highly sought after by collectors. The couple, unsure what to do after finding a stash of coins this big, eventually got in touch with Kagan's, a company that evaluates and helps sell rare coins that is also McCarthy's employer. Where are the coins from? There is no definitive history of where the coins come from, but there are a few hints, according to McCarthy. First, the cans are in varying states of decay, and the coins themselves were minted in years ranging from the 1860s all the way up to the 1890s. This suggests someone was burying coins in the same place at different points in time. The location, within 200 miles of the California Gold Rush, is another potential hint. Burying gold was common in Northern California in the 1800s, according to McCarthy, mostly because many people lived hundreds of miles from anything resembling a bank. Quote, "If you had 10, 20, $30,000 in gold that you'd acquired over time, you're not going to leave it in your house, unquote, he said. Quote, if you don't have a bank to put it in, the only logical choice is to bury it in the ground. It's pretty typical human behavior, unquote. The idea is that the person hiding the coins died before they could spend them, but also failed to tell their next of kin about the stash. The specifics, though, are odd. Many of the coins were in pristine condition, which implies they were never in circulation. And some were minted thousands of miles away in Georgia, implying their origin has little to do with the gold rush. The truth is, there's never been a definitive explanation. We may never know who buried the coins or why. Where did the coins end up? John and Mary decided to sell the majority of the coins. Many of them were available on Amazon, the first time a major coin discovery was sold via the online retailer. The money was used to pay off debts and donated to charity. Two coins were donated to the Smithsonian, and the couple kept a few of the coins for themselves. They intend them to become family heirlooms. There is a third photo of two gold coins. Its caption reads, the two coins dedicated to the Smithsonian. On the left, a $10 coin minted in 1888. On the right, a $20 coin minted in 1892. Has anyone found buried treasure since then? McCarthy, in 2014, speculated there could be other hoards of coins out there. Quote, there could be dozens of other finds like this, unquote, he said. Quote, someone at the right time, at the right place, might find one. I hope so, unquote. Just such a find happened in 2023 when 700 gold coins were found in a Kentucky cornfield. The collection was dubbed the Great Kentucky Hoard. The oldest coin in the hoard dates to 1863, the height of the American Civil War. This implies the collection may have been buried to keep the coins from being seized by the invading Confederate Army. Again, though, we may never know the exact reason the coins were buried. What we can see is how the coins were found. There's a YouTube video showing the exact moment, in case you want to experience the joy of discovering treasure secondhand. Who knows? Maybe you'll discover the next stash yourself. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's material from Popular Science Magazine. I'm Michael Piotrasch, and I'll be back soon with more interesting articles. Thank you for listening.